How I started Barclays was I wanted to go, I wanted to go to de Havilland's, but my dad wouldn't let me go because there was only a pound and there wasn't enough money. So I didn't go somebody said to me that Barclay Corsets was very good and I knew to do a bit with sewing and things. So that's how I got back, and I used to have to go by bus. I used to have to go by bus to across into Barclay Corsets, and you go round the back, and all of us that were at the back doing their sewing and everything, and lots of people were in the front, very dressed up as and they were partners in the Barclays, and but we all enjoyed it. We all had our own partners and different things there, and we had lovely things at Christmas. We used to celebrate different things at Christmas. We did, and I think most of us girls, we all liked it. We all liked Barclay Corsets. We did, yes, and at Christmas time, we enjoyed things more than anybody else. We all give each other presents. From we had a little bench each one when you were doing your sewing and everything, and we all did a little present for each other for when we went on holiday and everything. So we did a lot of things we never fell out. We never fell out at all, and it used to be lovely when it was home time that we went, and because lot of us lived there and they had their own bikes, but I had to go on a bus to Hatfield because I was at Hatfield most of the time. But I think we did go and get fish and chips sometimes. We used to go and get fish and chips and that down there. I think we did. I think mostly we took our lunches with us, I think mostly. But we hadn't got very much money. Any of us hadn't got very much money, really, when you go and think about it and see it. She lived up the other street to me. Come with me. She come home with me. She brought me home.
But, yes.
She might have a name somewhere in there. Mrs. Bozier.
Yes.
Mrs. Bozier. She lived in Stockbridge Road and up the other end in Hatfield, and she used to go. She used to leave early and take me home with her. Yeah,
right.
Mrs. Bozier. That's right. Yeah, she lived up Stockbridge Road. And we got on very, very well. But I was trying to see, but she was older than the others, and I don't think she did exercises. But she was very nice, and she used to sign. We used to have to sign in the factory. Her names and everything, and then I went home with her on the bus. Yeah, the Mrs. Bozier. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you started work at 14.
Yes.
And how long were you there for?
And when the things that we'd got to do and we couldn't get on very well, we used to ask a friend or something if they'd tell us what we'd made a mistake in some of the corsets or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell me, what jobs did you do?
What jobs did I do? When I first went there, I was doing... I couldn't work the machines or anything then when I first went there. So you were doing pads and things. Because when you first start, they went to America. A lot of things went to America. And the lady we had that was air and teacher there, she was a very nice lady, she was. And she used to take and do... and to a lot of things and take it to America and then come and ask us if there was any mistakes or anything in it, because we had lots and lots of things that we did sewing and everything, and some of us couldn't use the machines at first. Lots of sewing that didn't involve the corsets at first. We had to do, and I think some of the things we were shown how to do, some of the things, because there was a lot of elderly people there and we were some of the younger ones, and they used to have to show us how to do taping and how they used to do the stitches on and things like that when we first started. I remember that. Sew the corsets together and how we stitched them. We had to stitch some of the things all together in the corsets. They had to be measured. They had to be measured, a lot of them did, and everything. And of course, some of them were from America, and they had to go to America to be made up and then come back to England to see if they were all right.
Oh, golly! That must have taken some time.
It did. We, at the back of the place here, we used to have, that's where all the offices were.
Yeah.
And round the back, that's when we used to have, if we went on a bike or mm-hmm. anything like that, we were tied up round the back of these places. But that's the top there where we did a lot of the sewing. And of course, that was all glass. Mm. And people used to come, and because it had, oh, you can only just see it there, had stairs right up to the top there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people used to come and look at it and thinking what a beautiful building it was.
Yes.
And because it was a beautiful building, yeah.
Yes.
At dinner time, we used to sit out there.
Yes.
Sit out there in the summertime. And it was quite a long way to ride a bike to get to Barclay Courses. And we used to do that after a little while.
Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, the main road to Barclays was quite a busy road, that road that we used to go on to at the beginning. I'm trying to watch what that big factory was. Well, wrap all the things, and because then it had to be wrapped up and go abroad to be done. And I was trying to think of some of the names and that we had for the for them in, because it was big like this. It was like very big like this. It was in the factory, but over the other end, at the end, that's where they did their wrapping and everything of the corsets, and where they had to go and be delivered to America. They used to say I was a favourite to go early and have to write down where I was going on the bus and with the other lady to come home. And they were all still working until, they say I was a favourite because I was with the boss. Not the boss.
Yes.
She lived across the road.
Yes.
But with Mrs. Bozier was the under boss. Mm. But she was very, very nice, Mrs. Bozier was. She knew quite a lot of things and she was very kind when she taught us how to do some of the things. She was a very kind lady, she was, Mrs. Bozier. These machines, they were quite quite heavy and quite big to do.
Yes. Yeah.